the remarkable voice of René Fleming, performing Song to the Moon from Antonín Dvořák's opera Rusalka. The aria, which the great American soprano has described as her signature piece, will be on the program when she performs on Saturday night at what will surely be the high point of this year's Český Krumlov International Music Festival. The lovely South Bohemian town is celebrating its 700th anniversary this year, and the festival's organizers pulled out all the stops to secure an appearance by one of the world's greatest singers. But perhaps they didn't have to try too hard to persuade René Fleming to come. As she told a packed news conference in Prague on Thursday night, she has Czech roots and is proud of them.
Both of my great-grandparents were born in Prague and emigrated to the United States about 100 years ago. So I grew up with the culture, hearing the language, and also enjoying their property, which was maintained absolutely to perfection. Every blade of grass was perfect. So it was learning about how they lived. Unfortunately, they did not encourage my grandmother or my mother to speak the language, so I've had to do without.
René Fleming said efforts to learn more about the Czech branches of her family tree had so far proved fruitless. The fact that her forebears' surname was the relatively common Bureš only made tracing her roots more difficult, she said. Though Miss Fleming can't speak Czech, it is one of a number of languages she sings in.
It's difficult because I don't speak the language, so I have to learn everything by rote. It's memorization. However, the actual singing, once I could learn how to sing certain sounds, like shich, these sounds which are almost impossible for us at first, then because the vowels are pure Italian vowels, it's a beautiful language to sing in and very expressive. I was introduced to Czech composers by my mother's China, which is a story of the bartered bride, the entire set. So that made me curious. And then my first voice teacher suggested the Song to the Moon. And my entire career, I think, was launched by that particular aria, particularly when I began to sing it in Czech. What's interesting is that when I began singing it, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, people were not singing in Czech at all. So it was very difficult to find anybody to teach me the aria, and everything was done in transliteration. And now young singers are reading Czech, reading the language, and learning the language, and have no fear about it.
The title role in Rusalka is one René Fleming has made her own. But she says it took a while to understand the opera, which features the Rusalka water sprite of Slavic mythology and is based on the fairy tales of Czech writers Karel Jaromír Erben and Božena Němcová.
It took me a long time to really understand the story or to find an interpretation of the story because it's ambiguous. Iveta Graf, I think, helped me the most to understand in the end exactly what her fate is because it's so tragic. But it's about the power of love and the power of what it is to love, to be human is to love, and that is, I think, at the heart of it. And she gives everything up to have that experience.
René Fleming says she loves the work of a number of other Czech composers. What's more, she's hoping to set a piece of Czech literature to music, though for now, she won't say what it is.
I'm a huge fan of Janáček, and I sang Janufo one time, and I would love to sing it again. Kacha, I looked at recently very seriously and thought about singing Kacha Kabanova, but I think I prefer to revive Janufo. I also looked at Dalibor, also very seriously, because I recorded one of the arias, and it's a little bit too heroic for my voice. What I have not looked at is the Smetana operas, and I should look maybe perhaps certainly at Bartered Bride, and but the repertoire, I welcome suggestions, by the way. If you can think of something you think I should look at, please tell me, because I'm interested, and I also am interested in setting some literature that was recommended to me, but I don't want to speak about it yet until I have it properly organized. So I think that would be fantastic too—a world premiere of a piece to a piece of Czech literature or prose.
When you walk through a storm, hold your
hand. Renée Fleming, who's 50. Regularly performs at leading concert halls around the world and is one of the most renowned opera singers today. Confirmation of the respect in which she's held came with an invitation to perform at the inauguration of President Barack Obama in Washington earlier this year.
It was exhilarating. There were 800,000 people on the lawn and countless others on television, but it was just the spirit there was so extraordinarily positive, and I have to say it was one of the most exciting things I think I've ever been involved in. And we all feel very tremendously hopeful about the work that he's already doing, because this is it's been, I think, in many ways one of the most challenging periods certainly in my lifetime in our history. They wanted something inspirational, and when you'll never walk alone is something that all Americans know and have grown up with. It's a very, very popular piece, but the message is definitely inspirational. I first sang it a month after 9/11, the 9/11 attacks, at a memorial. So it's funny when classical musicians are asked to perform in my country for a state function. It usually brings a note of reverence or a note of seriousness that only recently people who sing in more popular mediums have been able to achieve.
After singing for her country's new president in January, Renée Fleming is planning to perform for the former Czech president, Václav Havel, later this year. She told Thursday's news conference in Prague that plans were underway for a concert in the city in November to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the Velvet Revolution, plans that will see her involved in an unlikely pairing.
I was invited by Mr. Havel and personally invited, and he, because the other performers are Lou Reed and Joan Baez, I think, and I can't remember who else, but Tom Stoppard will be here, and just an enormous, so many wonderful people who love this country, and he said, I'd really like you to sing with Lou Reed. So this is a challenge. We will absolutely come up with a wonderful arrangement, and we'll find something that we can all do together.